I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
248-539-9797. Let's get to our champ and chump nominations. Gator, my champ of the weekend is PJ Fleck. You cannot argue with the results. The dude has got Minnesota at 9-0, and Minnesota football is now relevant outside of the Big Ten footprint. Minnesota football is now relevant to the Big Ten West. Minnesota football is now relevant to Minnesota fans. Like, Minnesota football, there's all kinds of, like, the whole thing, they were 8-0 and they haven't beaten anybody. It was legit.
It was absolutely legit.
And you know who should have had questions about how good Minnesota was? PJ Fleck and the Minnesota fan base. They beat a credible opponent in a really highly entertaining game. And that guy has done what he's kind of was projected and said to do. He's taken a program that was off the radar, and they're now squarely on the radar. And it may not, I mean, they may lose this weekend to Iowa. But doesn't matter. They're on the radar. PJ Fleck is my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to not – I'll echo a lot of what you had to say. I thought Minnesota's fantastic and give credit to PJ Fleck. I'm going to make my champ of the week the quarterback, though. Tanner Morgan, He was 18 out of 20. He missed two passes all game, 339 yards, three touchdowns, had a QBR of 98.1. This guy was amazing in that game, just – found the guys. The guys made the plays. Rashad Bateman, 7 catches and over 200 yards in that game. But the quarterback sets the tone for everything. And Tanner Morgan definitely set the tone. He's a gamer, man. This guy is a really, really good-looking quarterback. He's got Minnesota at 9-0, and he's only a sophomore. So Minnesota's not going anywhere. This is exciting times if you're a Gopher fan. But, I mean, 10 wins is on the horizon for the Golden Gophers.
All right, let's get to our chump nominations. My chump is Matt Patricia for basically the defense, you know, allowing Mitchell Trubisky to throw 3 touchdown passes and have some success. As that game went on, they figured out the Lions' defense and they started to have success. And look, the default position for him right now, in my opinion, is he should be fired. The only saving grace would be winning out or coming close to winning out, which seems virtually impossible to me. So, Kang, you declared you were done last weekend. I'm pretty much in that spot now. Firing him now doesn't do any good, so I suppose he gets a chance to coach himself out of it. I don't think he's going to survive this year because I do believe that Marth Vader will pull the plug.
Yeah, they it's interesting. You look at the game defensively, and for the last Bears ended up in 3 and outs. The other one was, I think, they still punted. I think they had 7 plays and punted. But it's 3 drives. 3 drives in the game killed the Lions. The last drive at the end of the first half and the first 2 drives, I think it was the first 2 drives in the second half for the Bears. Other than that, the Lions' defense did a hell of a job. But not enough to stop a bad quarterback like Trubisky. For me, I'm going to go with Mark D'Antonio. And I love Mark D'Antonio, but you can't blow a lead like what they had. They were up 28-3 against Illinois and then somehow gave it away. 27 points for the Illini in the fourth quarter, including it's 4 touchdowns. They missed an extra point, which ironically, had they made the extra point, the game probably would have gone to overtime, but they didn't. They missed it and they needed a touchdown at the end and they got it. And there was one play in particular where I look at and I got to blame the coach, and that's Brian Lewerke gets tackled and takes a knee to the head, and he gets up kind of slow. His teammates kind of signaling to the sideline, ready to wave guys over to help him out. Lewerke gets up and kind of shakes the cobwebs out, stays in the game, and promptly throws an interception. I don't know what the hell that pass was. He obviously thought that Cody White was going to break the other way, and he didn't, and just threw it right over the middle, right into the arms of a defender for a pick 6, and it's done. You can't have that. Your quarterback gets up slow. He's got an injured history. I just, that play right away, I was thinking, I don't want to see this again because I saw it years ago with Drew Stanton, I believe, at Penn State, and everything went downhill after that. I didn't want to see it again, and sure as hell saw it again. one of the many reasons. Look, there's a million things, but the defense, Michigan State's got a really good defense, and they give up four touchdowns in the fourth quarter to Illinois. Ridiculous.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.